Hello? I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach?
What's up? This is Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and I'm reading for Hamlet. I am 6'2". On a good day. Your slate is the proverbial handshake and the first impression we get from you. I've seen lots of actors lose out because of a bad slate. No kidding. Let's end the great slate debate and give you the right way to make your slate great. On this episode of Casting Actors Cast, the podcast for actors from a casting director. That's me, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. How are you? I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. It's so great that you're joining us today. We're going to talk about all things slate. We're going to explain what it is, and we're going to explain the do's and don'ts of slating. That's coming up in just a moment, but please let me take a quick moment to thank you for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. You can get a lot more information at the website, castingactorscast.com. You can email me, especially if you are interested in having me evaluate your live submission, your live tape audition. You can send to me, castingactorscast@gmail.com, and I will be able to look at your video live on the air and give you a feedback evaluation. So you can just send me the link if you would, and I'll be able to do that. Also, I just wanted to put out a couple of new little shout outs. I did that last week, and I'm going to do it again today. The National Monologue Slam is holding its competition in February. On February 16th, and then the callback and finals will be on February 23rd. I invite you to go to monologueslam.com to get more information. I'm really thrilled to be invited to yet judge the National Monologue Slam once again. It's really a lot of fun. Yes, there is a competition, but you know what? It's a great chance to get some feedback from industry professionals on your monologue. Plus, you're going to be seeing everybody else doing their monologues. So it's really a great learning experience. The prize portion, that's great too, but it's much more about the experience and the community of working on your monologue together. That's on February 16th. So do check that out by going to nationalslam.com. I also invite you to go to weaudition.com and type in the code CAC25, Casting Actors Cast, CAC25, for a 25% discount. Now, this is an organization that works on helping you with self-tape. They'll give you a partner. They help you with auditions, and they also help you with meetings and giving you industry advice. It's a really cool place to check out, so I invite you to do so. WeAudition.com. A really excellent, helpful place for you to at least check out. Plus, you'll get a discount. So check that out if you would. Also, I want to, of course, take this moment and tell you a little bit about Actors Connection. So let's do that right now. And now a shout out and thanks to my good friends at Actors Connection. Since 1991, Actors Connection has been the place for talent to connect with industry pros with classes, intensives, seminars, and showcases. And now their programs are all virtual. We're talking working with casting directors, agents, and industry insiders to give you useful, practical, and professional training. So check them out at actorsconnection.com/NYC. Okay, so you know that slates are used in just about every audition situation you can imagine. Voiceover, self-tape auditions, live meetings on Zoom, and also in person soon. Hopefully, we're going to get back to you coming into a room and actually auditioning with other people in the room. Wouldn't that be exciting? So when we talk about slating, what I simply mean is when you introduce yourself, when you introduce the material you are about to audition with, you are asked to slate. Oftentimes, it's just slating your name. Sometimes they ask you to slate your name, and if you have an agent, you also would mention your agent. Many times they'll ask you to slate your name, the role you're auditioning for, the project you're auditioning for, and your height. So several different requests can be made in a slate. But let's go back to the history of the slate. Just a little brief history, not to bore you with this, but I think it's just really fascinating. And that is in the age of the silent movies. It was really important because the slate really became the way in which you coordinated the sound with the film. In other words, the film was shot separately and then the sound was recorded separately. So they needed a way in which to synchronize the sight, the visual with the sound. So they took a piece of slate and they put a little clapper board under it. Now, I'm sure you've probably seen this, right? But then they put the name of the scene and they titled the scene so it could be seen on film. But then they had this little clapper at the bottom of this piece of slate and they used chalk. Well, that's why it's called a slate today. So they would slap that. Act one, scene one, take one, snap. And so that's the history of the slate. Over the years, the slate now is used as a cataloging device. That means that we want to make sure we've got the image of the actor connected with the actor's name. So we don't want to get that mixed up. So that's all it is now. It's just a cataloging device. Now, if we get a video submission and we have your slate there, we know that we're looking at the right person's audition. So it's not that hard. But you know what? Is that slate is really, I think, important to understand what they are used for today and how they can affect your work. Well, they're used for today, as I said, like a cataloging device. In voiceover work, it's making sure that they have the person connected to the audition. But also, it's really interesting that the slate for film and television is also becoming a way in which we get a first impression about you. We get information about you before the actual audition. You might be asking yourself, well, why is that important? Well, it's important only because that first impression can be very, very valuable, right? You can get a lot of information. Just think about when you're meeting somebody for the first time in person. Let's talk about before COVID, right? And you're being introduced to somebody that you're looking forward to meeting. Hi, I am, and you're shaking a hand, and it's really a moment in time in which you can establish your presence and make an impression on the person that you are meeting. That's what a slate can do today. Now, there are a couple of rules about doing slates, and I want to go over a few of them in each of these different areas. First of all, let's talk about voiceover slates. I get this question occasionally, but I want to make it really clear. Do not ever slate in character. In other words, if you're doing an animated voice or a cartoon voice, or you're doing a very out there kind of character voice, it is neither funny nor useful for us to hear you in character. So please make sure that you don't slate in character. The second thing you want to do in a voiceover slate is you really want to be your genuine self. And that means we want you to be warm. Like I mentioned moments ago, it's like meeting somebody for the first time. So that genuine energy that you get across is really a great way to know that you're doing a really, really good slate. Now, a common mistake that happens in voiceover work, but in other areas as well, but in voiceover work, it's very common, especially in our nervous excitement. Make sure after you slate your name, you give me a breath, a beat, some moment before you actually start your audition. That time between the slate of your name and the audition is a really important time for you to get mentally prepared for the work. But also, aesthetically, it's really great for us to get ready to be receptive to your talent. So when we're nervous, sometimes we forget that breath, beat, pause, and it looks like one run-on sentence, and that's really not the best impression you want to make. That's more of a statement about your nervousness than it is about you being in control of this environment. And then giving us that breath, beat, pause is really a great way of demonstrating how confident you are. But you're doing it for you. Don't do it for us. Do it for yourself and use that time to get yourself mentally prepared. I think you're going to find that really, really useful, I think. Now, in TV and in film slates, here are a couple of rules I would love for you to remember or to consider. One is make sure you're looking directly into the lens of the camera. Now, if you're an actor who might be camera shy, and you know what? There are many actors out there that might be camera shy, but if that's you, just make sure you take a nice breath. You're looking directly into the camera. Treat the lens of the camera like it's another person. Use your creative imagination to really invest in thinking about somebody you are looking forward to saying hello to. And then give me the information that is requested. Again, usually for film and television, it's your name, the name of the character, the name of the project. And most of the time, I think it would be a good default setting if most of the time you also included your height. Now, I've said this before on many podcasts. That's one thing we can't discern necessarily on a video audition or an audition on Zoom. Just giving us that information is really helpful right at the top, right in the slate. If it's a warm and friendly and genuine moment, then you're done. That's it. Remember then to take a nice breath, beat, pause before you read. Now, there's also the kind of slate that I want to talk about when everything sort of gets back to normal. And when I mean that, I mean when you're called into audition. Maybe it's a theater event. Maybe it's just an interview. Maybe it's, you can fill in the blank. There might be all kinds of opportunities out there. But when you are doing an in-person slate, please remember eye contact. Eye contact is one of those things that if you're not aware of it, many, many people avoid eye contact when they're meeting somebody for the first time. When you avoid eye contact, that means that there is a lack of interest or a level of insecurity that you are projecting onto the person that you are meeting. But genuine eye contact is such a small thing to talk about, I guess, but in reality, it can make a huge impact. A sincere, genuine interest in the other person really speaks volumes, especially when you're meeting somebody for the first time, because it is all about that first impression. And it is all about letting me see a little bit more about you as a person. Now, another thing that happens not often, but I've seen it many times, so I don't know if I want to use the word often there, but I really do see that sometimes, and this is both in film and television as well as voiceover work, I sometimes see a more formal or stiff presentational kind of slate. I was just going to demonstrate it for you, but you know what? I don't want to do that because I don't want you to laugh at me too much. But it's that sort of, it's a posture almost that kind of makes it formal. And that's just weird. It's really, really valuable if you feel as if you are genuine, that you have opened yourself up just a little bit, and that you are making your presence known in a really nice, positive, interesting way. Now, I know maybe I'm spending a little too much time talking about the slate, but I wouldn't be talking about it if I didn't see so many actors sabotaging themselves when doing the slate. Also, it's always funny to me that actors sort of don't really practice saying their own name that often. And so it comes sort of as a little bit of a surprise when you slate your name. Also, that little thing that I am just absolutely, I have an issue with almost all of the time, especially now. It seems that it's happening much more lately, but that's what I call upspeak. And upspeak is when you say your name as if it's a question. Hi, I'm Jeff Dreisbach. And actors are doing it like second nature now. Really think about how you slate your name. It should come across as a statement of fact. I mean, after all, you should know who you are by now. And when it sounds like a question, what that does for me as a receiver is it makes me feel you're insecure. Because it sounds like you're not quite sure. It sounds like it's just, I get it. It's a current vernacular that seems to be adopted by lots and lots of young people. But if you're the one person that says your name in a confident way as a statement, you're going to be the one that stands out, I promise you. So please check out the way you say your name. Now, here's the thing. I don't want you to be careful not to dismiss the value of a good slate. You know what I mean? It is more important than you think, but it is the first impression about how you look. It's the first impression about how you sound. And it's an opportunity. That's what I think a slate is. It's really an opportunity to show us you. Show us more about your genuine self, your nature, your personality. And getting a sense of your personality, your energy, and sincerity, it can really leave a lasting impression long after the actual audition is over. Sometimes the audition is kind of, you know, forgotten perhaps, but if you did a memorable slate or you came across as a very genuine, likable person in the slate, that lasts a long time. So that's why I think a slate is really valuable. I think that that is really important. Now, like I said, while the importance of a good slate has been discussed here today, I want you to not overthink it. Because if you overthink what I'm saying today, it can make you feel a little too presentational or over-rehearsed. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to simply use a slate as a moment to connect and then invest in the most important thing, which is, of course, your audition. So let's recap just a little bit. Your slate is a first impression about you. You want to make sure you don't slate in character. You want to make sure that after you say your name and provide the information that is requested, which is more often than not the name of the character you'll be playing, the name of the project you're in, and your height. Then it's important to take a breath, a beat, a pause between the slate of your name and launching into the copy. That's a very important confidence-building device. And then finally, don't let nerves overtake you. Make this be a confident moment for you, and that means don't do upspeak. Don't make it sound as if you're introducing yourself as a question mark, but rather a statement of confident fact. Now, you know, I've heard every kind of slate all over the map. It always makes me laugh when I find there's an actor that comes to mind that and when we bring them in for a film or a television project that they slate in a way that really they are acting as if they're completely uninterested in anything. That they're just, it's like, you know, they're just too cool for school. What else? How else can I say that? And that's just always makes me laugh a little bit because instead of trying to be engaging, they are doing the exact opposite of being engaging. They're just saying, this means like nothing to me or it's an incidental thing. Hi, I'm Jeff Dreisbach. Okay, let's do this. So be careful about that as well. Don't be too dismissive of it. Again, I'm always running the danger, I think, sometimes when I'm talking about these minutia elements that take place in various auditions or situations where you're meeting somebody else in the industry. But I honestly think I would be remiss if I didn't bring these things up. Now, I would love to know where you stand. What do you do to make your slate great? Don't try to be overly funny. Don't try to make it a joke. Like I used to say, I did this as an actor. I used to say, hi, I'm Jeff Dreisbach and I'm 6'2 on a good day. And it was always kind of met with, okay, that's clever. You know, it really didn't get a lot of traction, let's just say. So just providing the elements, your personality will come through naturally if you are relaxed and not overthinking it. But it does require you spend just a little bit of time on your slate. So if you're going to be sending me a video to do an evaluation, please make sure that your slate incorporates some of these things that we talked about. Because when you do that, a couple of things happen. One is that I know that you're listening and enjoying the podcast, the patio, the podcast videos that we're doing here. But the second thing is it's going to really ease your mind and stop a lot of apprehension that a lot of actors bring into the room when they first start to audition. So you don't have to be that actor anymore. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please let me know if you liked this podcast. Please go to iTunes if you would and give me a review if you liked what you heard, if you're getting something out of it. I love hearing from you, and I'm getting constant letters every day from folks, and it would mean a lot to me if you just went to the website and signed up where it says Dive into the Talent Pool. That's going to open up some free books and some other stuff for you. And I appreciate you tuning in today. Stay tuned for next week's episode of Casting Actors Cast. Thanks.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.